team that has dominated third quarter, won the third quarter, has won the game. I thought we were playing very well. Had a six-point lead, clear path, foul. We missed two free throws and they had five straight turnovers. And that really was the deciding point of the game. They finished with, I think, a 22-9 run, finished the quarter. We were actually shooting the ball well, but we didn't get shots at the basket. And that's what really killed us. They cranked up their defense. We got careless with the ball. They ran out. They had 44 points in the paint tonight. And they shot 33 free throws. And so that really was they were the aggressors. And it started really, I thought, after that clear pass foul.
Thank you, Brandon. Can you talk a little bit about the lack of free throws you had in the first half?
What would you like me to say about it?
Did you feel that they weren't attacking the basket?
I just didn't get anything.
Bob. So, the turnovers that you did have, they just seemed to be kind of the lazy type. The captain you had talked about.
You can't play like that. You can't play one-handed against this team. You can't play careless one-handed pass against this team. And they're too good, they're quick, they're perimeter guys, have great anticipation, they're physical, and we did not do a good job with that. I thought we did not meet the tenacity that they played with and from the middle of the third quarter on. Dublin was 63-57, call time. Came out and got five straight, Mr. Foucault. But did you feel at that time in your mind that maybe you had stopped the bleeding with the burst right there? It was a very nice response.
I did, Bob. I thought we, I thought, okay, guys, look, we're back in it. We're okay. You know, we weathered the storm here. But we just we couldn't sustain anything at that, Bob. And again, when you look at our shooting, we shot 47%, so we shot the ball well. It wasn't like we were shooting the ball poorly. I think that one stretch. That we were up by six, I think we were shooting over 50%. But we didn't get any shots at the basket. I mean, you can't give the Celtics 11 steals. That's 11 live ball turnovers. That's 18 points off turnovers. And that was the difference. They were plus seven in that. They were plus, they had 44 points in the paint. Our 46, a lot of that came late. And we only had four fast break opportunities. Tonight we had 27 fast break points, tonight seven. And so they did a good job with that. When they get to the line like they did and they shoot a high percentage, it limits the amount of time to have the ball in the open court. Brandon Bass was great tonight. Garnett, Rondo, once again, when they broke the game open, he was the catalyst for the whole attack when they were breaking the game open. And they played the last 18 minutes much, much better than we did. But I did, Bob. I thought we'd gotten ourselves back into it.
And Doug, Brandon Bass hadn't done a lot in the series. What did he do different tonight?
Too many easy baskets. Too many dunks.
And how were they able to get the ball down?
They did a good job with our coverages. We were making a really conscious effort to try to keep Paul Pierce down. And he did a good job stringing us out and making some plays along that baseline. And then they were just quicker to the basket. Brandon was got the basket, and he didn't depend tonight strictly on his jump shot, so he made some dunks, got in the paint, and what happens is that opens up the basket for you. Now all of a sudden that basket looks a lot bigger for that jump shot, but I don't know, he must have had three or four or five dunks tonight.
So it looked like the dunks were coming on the way Allen was trying to help out Mr. Carroll. Did you see it that way?
Well, I mean, one of the things you're trying to do, you've got to pick your poison a little bit, Marcus. I mean, do you want to let Paul Pierce come off screens, or do you want to try to stop the ball and get the ball out of his hands? And, we've tried to make a conscious effort with Paul. We got strung out too much tonight, really, is what happened. And we didn't have good reaction away from the ball, and that really hurt us.
Doug, in the first half, you shot 55, like, fairly efficiently. You got a lot of good minutes out of Elton that maybe you weren't able to. Was the fact that you weren't able to make hay and have more than a three-point lead, I mean, obviously, third quarter was a turning point, but the fact that you didn't extend what you could have done in that first half.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. What was our biggest lead, like six? So, I mean, it wasn't like we lost. We only lost 3 points off that lead. So, I mean, I would like to have done that. They've done a better job in this building finishing halves. Than us, all three games.
they've done a good job with that. That's really been a real turning point, that in the third quarters. The one game we did win in here, we survived a really bad third quarter. We didn't play that well, but they didn't either. But game one, they played very, very well in the third quarter. They hit us with that one run, and then tonight they did the same thing. I thought we had a good grip of the game. I really did. And it went downhill quickly.
Doug, in that third quarter, they seem to really be extending out on you, like contending passes 30 feet away from the basket. Is that youth, or is it maybe guys not seeing things in your mind?
They anticipate. Their big guys are very aggressive. And so, you know, when you ran pick and roll, you know, Bass and Kevin Garnett were very big on the pick and rolls, and you got to be very strong with the ball. And I didn't think we were strong with the ball tonight. We made a lot of one-hand passes. And you can't play one-handed against this team. They're just too good. Once they get into the passing lane, you can't take that pass back. And we're going to be stronger with the ball. I told our guys to win game six, we're going to be mentally and physically tougher than what we were tonight the last 8 minutes of the game. When they knocked us on our heels, and we had that one little segment, we tried to get back into it. But for the most part, they were the more forceful team to finish the game.
Coach, for a team that can get up 20 points on you guys and for as much talent as they have, how tough is this going to be for you guys to come back in the series?
Well, I mean, every game has been tough. I mean, when you look at every game we've played, first two games we were both one-point games. They got us good in game four, like you said, we're down. Tonight, we had a pretty good handle on the game. They hit us with another run. So, it's going to be tough. I mean, this is Celtics. They're trying to move on, as we are. And we're just going to have to play better.
Do you believe your guys had it to do it?
Well, did you see it in game four? So why wouldn't we have it in game six?
Thank you, Coach. We'll have Elton Brand down here, guys.